I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. 2 years ago this month, July 2016. Remember what was going on then?
Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution? I will gladly lend you my copy.
The final night of the Democratic National Convention, Khizr Khan, father of a Muslim-American soldier who died during the Iraq War, he stood at the podium waving a pocket version of the U.S. Constitution, addressing then-presidential candidate Donald Trump. In response, Trump tweeted that Khan was attacking him when the focus should have been on radical Islam. We know now that while those events were playing out nationally, activists were documenting a dramatic rise in hate crimes across the country, directed especially at Muslims. Schools were one of the places where it was happening, a lot. So the Council on American-Islamic Relations, an organization that's become a prominent voice for Muslims in recent years, started a national push to address tensions in schools. But not everyone welcomed it. The World's Rupa Shenoy has a story of how things have progressed since then.
July 2016. A girl stepped up to the mic at a meeting of the San Diego Board of Education.
Good evening. My name is Sohaila Jibeli. I'm going to sixth grade. I love school and science.
Jibeli said the year before, three boys in school started calling her names. And when no one stopped them, they hit her, kicked her, and pushed her.
I didn't feel safe. I told my teacher I didn't feel safe. But she didn't react to that.
Jibeli was followed by other Muslim kids and parents with similar stories. And that night, the Board of Education voted unanimously to develop an anti-bullying program focused on Islamophobia.
Cast your vote. And the vote is unanimous.
San Diego district staff started putting the new program together with some help from CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Mike Sullivan is a lawyer for the district.
There were some books that CARE recommended. The district vetted those. Anyone who looks at those books sees they're not advocating at all for Islamic beliefs. They're simply trying to give an understanding of why bullying is not appropriate.
We very much appreciate the way that CARE's been involved in our community and civic engagements.
Superintendent Cindy Martin presented a plan for the initiative last year. It would create safe spaces for Muslim students, send staff and parents letters about Islamophobia, make sure school calendars list Muslim holidays, and include Islamic history and culture in social studies lessons. Kids who were caught bullying Muslim students wouldn't be disciplined with detention. Instead, schools would use a restorative justice method where the accused student and alleged victim talk to repair their relationship.
And with that, please vote.
The board voted again to unanimously approve the plan. And that's when Jose Velasquez went searching for an attorney who'd listen to his concerns about CARE.
I actually went down to the school board to see the meeting. Unfortunately, I couldn't find parking.
Velasquez is a Navy veteran whose kids go to San Diego schools.
CARE is creating division using religion, and that's not right. Their agenda is to promote Islam in the school districts, in the schools.
He was frustrated by the board's decision because he didn't understand why the district needed a special new program. Velasquez says he got bullied as a kid, and his children had been bullied, and they just went to the principal and complained, and that worked. So it should work for Muslim kids, too. I asked him what he thought about what Jibeli had said, the girl who told the board her teacher hadn't protected her.
You know, the thing is, CARE organized that whole thing. Is it true or not? I believe if something is true enough, then you as a parent have a responsibility to go to the office and talk to the principal.
Velasquez found a team of pro bono lawyers called the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund, including attorney Daniel Piedra. They filed an injunction on the grounds that the district was singling out Muslim students as a privileged religious group.
If they're going to work with CARE, then any other organization should have the same equal access. But you know what? We doubt that that will happen. So we think the reasonable solution would be just to have CARE out of the schools completely.
In response to concerns, the San Diego Board of Education revised their earlier plans. They decided instead to create an intercultural committee and work more with the Anti-Defamation League, a group who says its values are rooted in Jewish beliefs. This is the attorney for the district, Mike Sullivan, again.
We don't think there was anything inappropriate that they did initially, but certainly as revised to make sure that it was clear to everyone that they were not favoring any religion, that this was an effort to prevent, you know, all bullying with regard to anyone with any religious beliefs in the district.
That move by the district, taking a step away from CARE, that frustrated another group of parents.
Hi, my name is Laura Beiser, and I'm a parent in the San Diego Unified School District. I want to thank the school board for approving of the policy to combat Islamophobia. Given the current misinformation and fear shown by a small group of parents, it is clear that this program is much needed in our communities.
But the group of parents worried about CARE's involvement with the district weren't satisfied. They said people working on the revised program were still talking with CARE. So the lawsuit continued, and it got plenty of play in the media. CARE's attorney, Gadir Abbas, says that's part of what the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund was trying to accomplish.
Their theory of why the San Diego School District's interactions with CARE are problematic is premised on these conspiratorial notions that CARE is not an American organization run by U.S. citizens that are grounded in their communities and are somehow CARE is a nefarious group aimed at displacing American law.
Even though CARE's never been charged with criminal activity.
I think there's a very determined, well-organized group of organizations that have as their mission the marginalization of the Muslim community all across the United States. This lawsuit legitimizes false beliefs that anti-Muslim bullying is a fiction, when in fact it's an emerging phenomenon that affects most Muslim students anywhere in the country.
Abbas says that's why CARE's working with many students and school districts nationwide to address Islamophobic bullying.
The San Diego case, unfortunately, might be the first of many attempts to exclude CARE and Muslim communities from their own schools in an attempt to isolate the Muslim communities and allow anti-Muslim bullying to fester.
The litigation's been playing out slowly over the last year until it sped up this month. The judge in the case heard arguments last week and may rule at any time. Velasquez is hopeful.
I got kids in school. They should not be treated differently. CARE itself publicly called us Islamophobes, bigots, racists. You know, they don't even know me. I'm Hispanic, you know, serve my country. See, every time people say Islamophobia, I think that's just another reason to cover up the real facts that are going on.
Sullivan, the attorney for the district, says it's always maintained that no one's being treated differently. And the district works with all community groups, including religious ones.
What plaintiffs have requested is the notion that the district not have any relationship with CARE. That they think it's inappropriate to have any relationship with CARE because they disagree with CARE. That is what would be inappropriate.
In other words, Sullivan says if the school district refused to have any contact with CARE, that, in and of itself, would be religious discrimination. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.